The magical frequencies of Asgard are open, and this is KHL Extra, and I'm Jason Inman.
I'm Ashley Victoria Robinson, but you already knew that because you're beautiful, sexy people who support us here on Patreon.
This is a place where magic and technology are one and the same. We are riding the cosmic cow through the nine realms on Yggdrasil.
On what?
Yggdrasil.
Okay.
Look, I did pretty good with those names. I looked up a bunch of them. There's a couple of them I could not find.
I thought you did a good job.
But I looked up all of them that I could find. Mm-hmm. Thor's son names may not be Modi, but I could not find how to pronounce that anywhere. I could not find
and
it.
And Scandinavian pronunciations are just not ones that you and I are particularly familiar with.
No. But like a bunch of them I did look up, like the name of the dragon and stuff like that. All right, Ashley, today I thought since we had a fun dive into Norse mythology.
Yes.
And you were so taken by the cosmic cow that I thought we could talk.
It's just like a cow.
Who doesn't? They taste delicious. Anyways, we could talk about some of the other stories in Norse mythology that I think the MCU might want to consider.
Sure.
Adapting. Now, some of these characters have people that have been killed.
Well, whatever.
We're not going to ignore that.
Comics we can bring back. Yeah.
All right. So I want to talk about this one. Odin. I think this could be the title. Odin murders the world into existence. Great title, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, in the beginning, in Norse mythology, there was a realm of fire, there was a realm of ice, and there was nothing. So, the fire and ice formed into the giant Ymir. Remember him?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Who is the father of the giants on Jotun.
Mm-hmm.
And they say he's evil, but I don't know. He's only evil because he fights Odin, okay? But there's only two people in the universe, so of course they're going to fight.
Sorry, that's so funny. There's only two people in the universe. They're going to fight.
Basically, Odin was like, I need some land. I want some land to rule. And
I'm sure he's not an American god.
He might be.
I have a land claim I'd like to bring up with you, sir.
He's like, I need land, and I need to build a giant house to put the afterlife inside. So, his idea was, you know, this Ymir guy's out there. If I killed him and just stood on top of him, that's land.
Oh my God.
So, Odin killed Ymir. And Ymir's blood became the oceans.
Oh no.
And it drowned all but two of the other giants. So there were other people. I'm sorry. His corpse became the land. His bones became the mountains and the rocks. His hair became the trees. And his skull is the sky.
That's awful.
Yep.
For some reason, this gives me the real vibe of the time that I took my Alpha Flight action figure and made her stand on top of Captain America.
Mm-hmm.
That slammed back in my brain. This would be a great sequence for like a cold open.
Mm-hmm.
Like if we flashed back to this and you mm-hmm. had like Alexander Skarsgård like playing young sexy Odin or something like that, and then at the end he like rips his eye out to get the power of magic, that would be dope.
Well, I mean, it would be a beautiful sequence that I think the children would love, because we're not done yet, because Odin took the brains of Ymir, pulled them out of his skull and threw them in the sky, and his bloody brains became the stars.
Oh, I thought you said he was going to eat them on toast and call them sweet beets.
Nope. Ymir's brains became the stars and clouds.
That's brutal, dude.
I think we got a hit.
I have to say, the person who I think wrote this has never seen a human brain. If that's what you think the stars are made out of.
This is from Norse mythology.
But I will give it to this ancient, long-deceased Norse person. Mm-hmm. We do have electricity in our brain, and the stars are, bright, so.
Yeah.
Dark.
You want to know the Odin story?
Sure.
This is called The Moon Orbits Fear. Okay.
They don't know what orbiting is.
So, the giants have repopulated a bit.
Sure.
Okay. Odin's walking through giant country.
Great.
Because that's what he does. He wanders. And he sees two beautiful giants named Sol and Mani.
Mani.
They were beautiful. And they were so beautiful that Odin and the other Norse gods got jealous.
Were they men or women?
It's not clear.
Great. Maybe they're beyond gender. You know what? Fuck me for the gender binary.
I think they are ladies.
I would assume so, but I mean, who knows?
I'm just gonna say that I don't think Norse mythology was very pansexual.
I was trying to make my way to the snoo-snoo joke about mm-hmm. these giant beautiful ladies, but I couldn't quite tell if they were men mm-hmm. or okay. Sorry, continue.
So Odin decreed that these two ladies would have to spend their time driving chariots across the sky, because how could they be beautiful if we had to force them into manual labor?
Yeah, how like a man.
In order to keep them moving at a brisk pace, driving these chariots, Odin then ordered two wolves to chase these two giants for all eternity. And one of them is the sun.
And one of them is
one of them is the moon. And they're constantly being chased by wolves because they're sexy.
So much for pretty privilege, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. let's talk about Loki a little bit.
We love him.
Let's talk about Loki, being a dick.
Okay.
And you hinted a little bit of this about Baldur. This is Loki and Baldur, basically.
So Baldur goes around and asks all of the plants and all of the animals, because Baldur was such a sweetie, if they would promise not to kill him. And the only person...
Baldur, it was his mom.
Oh, when the version that I read, it was his mom. The only thing that they didn't ask was mistletoe, because mistletoe was such a small and beautiful and harmless plant. And then Loki took a bunch of mistletoe and made a dart with it and killed Baldur.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Loki's a bag of dicks.
So Loki, like, he basically just pokes the bear all the time in Norse mythology.
Literally.
He poked
him with mistletoe.
I mean, you know, one time... there was a giant building some walls.
And the poor giants. The Asgardians really harangued them.
And Loki transformed into a mare mm-hmm. and lured...
Female horse.
Yep. And lured away the giant stallion, leaving the giant to basically not have his horse to finish the wall.
Yeah.
So, this was, of course, because of a bet that the giant... had made with Freya.
Mm-hmm.
Freya made the giant, excuse me, I'm getting a little bit ahead of myself. The giant made a bet with Freya.
Mm-hmm.
Freya was like, you know, if you complete the job in a certain amount of time, like yada, 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 yada.
Mm-hmm.
Because Loki got rid of his horse,
mm-hmm.
the giant didn't complete the job. The giant lost the bet. And because of this, what ended up happening is that Loki fucked the giant's horse.
Yeah.
And with that, gave birth to the eight-legged Slipnor. Horse Slipnor. This is the birth of Slipnor.
Yeah, Loki has A, swapped genders many times, and mm-hmm. B, given birth many times.
Yes.
It's wild.
So there's a little bit of Loki. Let's not get too deep on that. But let's talk about the goats, the Thor's goats. This is also a story.
Gnasher and Biter?
Tooth Bearer and Tooth Grinder.
Oh, sorry.
One day... Thor and Loki were traveling around Midgard, and they stayed at a farm with a brother and sister named Thjalfi and Roskava.
Great.
And because these two were kind enough to share the roof, Thor shared his goats with them.
Well, I thought Thor was going to share his body.
And they had a pleasant meal, and it was so good.
They ate Thor's goats?
No. They had a pleasant... Well, they ate the goats, yes.
They ate Thor's goats?
Mm-hmm. In fact, Thjalfi and Roskava said the meal was so good that Thjalfi broke open one of the goat's bones and ate the marrow inside. The next day, because Thor was God, he resurrected Tooth Bearer and Tooth Grinder.
That's too dark.
But he noticed that one of them was a little lame.
Yeah, because there's no marrow in its bones.
Mm-hmm. And Thor was so furious at the brother for breaking a rule that he had never informed him of, breaking open the bones and eating the thing, the marrow, that he made Thjalfi and Roska his servants forever.
Wow.
So because this human dared to suck out the bone marrow.
Which would have been a very common practice.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But that's like if we went to be on DJ's podcast, Only mm-hmm. Stupid Answers.
DJ Woolridge.
Yeah. And we took Brego with us and said, let's eat intern Brego because we can resurrect him the next day. Mm-hmm. Like, it doesn't take away from... killing your loyal pets.
Mm-hmm.
That's awful.
Mm.
Do you think they're going to eat them in Thor, Love, and Thunder?
I hope so. Let's talk about a character that should appear in the Thor MCU movies. Ratatosk.
Great.
The King of Squirrels.
Yeah, you know that he's. You know who his name is inspiration for?
Mm. Radagast.
That's right.
Yep. Now, Yggdrasil is the world tree. And the bottom of the tree lies a dragon, Nidhugg, who spends his who spends his time gnawing on the world tree's roots and sucking the blood out of dead bodies.
The first part of that was cute, and then it was horrifying.
Where do you think the dead bodies go? It goes underneath the tree because they are soil for the tree.
I guess, honestly, this is just recycling, so I can't be that mad about it. It's like the idea that the world chooses a pacifier to a giant dragon.
Think about it. Nidhugg is like maggots.
Yeah.
It eats the dead things and makes it into soil, which refreshes the world tree, which the world tree, which grows up. It's a cycle. It's a cycle. It's a cycle.
It's just kind of dark.
Yeah, it is dark. At the top of Yggdrasil is an eagle named Hrasfelg.
Great.
Who actually creates the wind whenever he flaps his wings.
Oh, I knew that. That's very cool.
This eagle and this dragon hate each other. And why do they hate each other? Because a squirrel named Ratatosk spends all his time running back and forth, up and down the tree, telling the eagle and the dragon that the other one is throwing shade at the other one. This squirrel basically is like, hey, hey, Nidhugg, did you hear what Hrasfelg said about you today? Said you were fat.
This squirrel is every reality competition producer's favorite competitor on the season.
Yeah, there's literally no explanation for why Ratatos does this besides he's just a dick.
Do you know another name for a dragon, just to go back to the decay metaphor, is a worm.
Now, I'm going to make a pitch here for Thor 5.
I was like, okie dokie.
And I call it Thor Hates Dwarves.
Thor, oh no!
We're going to tell you two stories
oh, no.
about how much Thor hates dwarves.
I hope Peter Dinklage gets to fight Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah, this is if you know Thor, Norse mythology, there's a real reason for why, like, I'm surprised that he just didn't literally kill Peter Dinklage the minute he saw him. So, Thor, there was a dwarf named Alvis who fell in love with his daughter, Trud, and asked for a hand in marriage. Incest is all over this place. Thor had the daughter named Trud. The dwarf asked for the hand in marriage of Thor's daughter. Thor, instead of manning up and just saying no, told Alvis that he was so short he had to prove himself worthy of his daughter.
Rude.
Now, usually in these stories, the brave suitor beats the difficult odds, gets his beloved. In this story, Thor basically kept Alvis so busy with nonsense tests that the sun came up, turned the dwarf into stone, and Trud never married anybody.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah. Now for the final act.
Okay.
You know, again, Thor hates dwarves. Just throwing that out there, okay? Remember that. Okay. There, of course, in Vikings funerals, what's the tradition in Viking funerals?
You light the boat on fire.
So Balder died.
Yep.
In Norse mythology.
Yep.
They put him on. They put him on a burning ship. Excuse me. Balder's wife Nanna was so distraught that she threw herself on the burning ship so that she could join her husband Ragnarok. Now this was the point at the funeral when the dwarf made the mistake of stepping in front of Thor during this funeral. Thor,
which by the way, he's a tiny person, so it's not like he was blocking Thor's view.
Exactly. Thor can see the ship. Thor was so upset, he kicked the dwarf to the burning boat, where this dwarf, who does not know Nanna or Balder, burns with them.
Oh, that's really sad.
This is a moment where even Loki would have been like, dude, what the fuck? So there you
not
go.
I'm that evil brother.
That's Thor 5, Thor Hates Dwarves. So there you go. I hope you all enjoyed our little dip into mythology. Hope you enjoy it. And there you go. Thank you so much for your extra support. Hope you're enjoying Thor month. And, you know, hopefully at this point we've announced the Thor Love and Thunder live stream. We're just going to keep mentioning it to force ourselves to have to do it. Because the time of this recording, we have not planned it at all. So.
Batch recording.
Woo! Ashley, did you enjoy our dip into Norse mythology?
I did. I love Norse mythology.
Cool. All right. Thank you so
much. Freya's got a chariot with cats.
She does. Thank you so much. What are the names of the cats?
I don't know. You want me to Google it?
Please do.
I am a god. That's a fact. I came through the tesseract. I don't know. I don't know how to.
That was a pretty good rhyme.
I destroyed shield in a sec. I didn't write it. That's why it's a good rhyme. And now I'm on my way.
Welcome, listeners, to the Adventures of Dr. Keith Kincaid.
Freya's... Oh, I'm good. It's the autofill.
What are the names
Freya's
of
Freya's chariot was pulled by cats. Yibbity-yibbity-yibbity.
Yibbity-yibbity-yibbity is their names?
Only two cats. Ew, in this piece of art, her lady parts are fully out.
What are the names of the cats?
Bi-ghoul and Trie-ghoul.
Trie-ghoul and Bi-ghoul. Yeah. Sound like Smeagol. Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if they were perhaps the inspiration for that name.
Probably were. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for your support. I'm Jason Inman.
I'm Ash Victoria Robinson.
Bye, super friends.